So we just finished a sermon series on our values. And that's something that we're going to talk about a lot because those are the things that are driving the decisions we're making and is driving where we want to go. And so we have the kingdom of God. We want to be exploring. We want to be advancing God's kingdom. We want to experience God. Just like we did this morning in worship, we experience him. We get to feel him and feel like we're connected to him. We want to have authentic community with one another, that we're together and we aren't going through life alone, that we have a community that we're with to build each other up and keep each other going. And we want to have mission for the things that God has for us as individuals. God's placed individual callings on your life. And as a community, we want to help you get there. And then just a call of every Christian to proclaim the good news of Jesus. We want to be doing that. We want to be doing that here, and we want to do that across the world. So we've been talking about that. We've been focusing on that. You're going to hear a lot more on that because that's our big focus. That we're getting back to basics, and we're going to be doing those things. And that's why Alpha is important, and other things that we're doing are all focused on doing those things. So we finished that sermon series, and if you know your church calendar, we have Advent that starts next week. So we had one sermon here, and it fits perfectly with what we've been talking about. What we want to do is being thankful. So we want to talk about Thanksgiving. And when we use that word, we have a holiday on that. And so, of course, we think about things like, you know, eating a whole bunch of food. We eat the turkey or the mashed potatoes, the stuffing, the green beans, the pumpkin pie, or whatever your favorite dish is. We eat that. We think about the food we're going to eat. We think about maybe the first Thanksgiving. We think about the history of it. Some of you maybe watch the Thanksgiving Day Parade, and that's a big tradition for you. Maybe some of you are going to be watching some football. That's a big Thanksgiving Day thing. So with all that, we kind of have all these connotations with the word Thanksgiving because we have a holiday around that, but it's really just a word that's about giving thanks. It's a day or it's a time where we're giving thanks to God. And it's a day and a time where we set apart to say, we want to celebrate, we want to recognize, we want to be grateful, we want to be thankful. And when Thanksgiving became a national holiday in the U.S., it was in 1863. So in the middle of the Civil War, President Abraham Lincoln signed that into law that we're going to have a national holiday of Thanksgiving. So think about that time in our history of war and death and what that looked like at the time. We say, no, we're going to have an opportunity. We want to be thankful. So even in the midst of that, there was an opportunity to be thankful. So today we're going to talk about this sort of Thanksgiving. So we have the holiday coming up where we have a chance to do it, but I want to focus on this sort of Thanksgiving where we're just giving thanks. And so instead of using that word, I'm going to use the word gratitude or giving thanks or being thankful because that's more of how we use that language. A verse for today. 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Now, the interesting thing about this is when the original writers wrote this, they didn't put the verses in there, they didn't have the verse numbers. So at some point that got added on by somebody. And I love how in these ones, they found it so important that they just have two or three words, those first few verses. Verse 16, rejoice always. And someone said, that's enough. That's enough for one verse. That's a big topic. Let's leave it there. Rejoice always. And then they just go three more words. Pray without ceasing. All right, another big topic. Let's just have one verse just for that. So they wanted to emphasize that. And then our big one for today, give thanks in all circumstances. And the last part is this isn't just a suggestion. This isn't just, hey, these are some good things to do. Might be helpful for you. That this is the will of God for you. This is God's will for you. God wants this to be how you live, with rejoicing and praying and giving thanks in all circumstances. So why? Why is it so important that it's God's will for us? Why is it important for us to live lives of gratitude and to be giving thanks? Why is that important for us? Well, the first one is that it changes our perspective. Each and every day, we have the opportunity to either complain or to feel grateful. So even on our best days, we can find something to complain about. And in our lowest points, we can always find something to feel grateful for. And so no matter your circumstances, there's the opportunity. And as you choose to be grateful, as you choose to be thankful, that changes how you see the world. That changes how you see the people around you. That changes how you view your own circumstances. Quick illustration. So imagine that I were to give you $1,440 every single day for forever, so every single day, in your bank account, $1,440 in your bank account. But the caveat is you have to spend it in that day. So every single day you got to spend that much money. That's a lot of money that would add up over time. Think about the things that you'd be buying for yourself, and I think at first it would be starting to pay off some bills, or you're paying off your mortgage, or you're going out to a nice dinner, and then you start getting more and more extravagant as you go along because you kind of met your basic needs. And imagine on one of those days that you're going to the bank, you want to take all that money out in cash because you're going to be spending it different places. And so you get the $1,440, but somehow you misplace a 20. Maybe it fell out of your pocket, you can't find it. Or the other worst case is that someone steals some of your money. Maybe they steal $20 or $30 from you. Now you still have plenty of money left over for the day. Are you going to spend the rest of your money, maybe the other $1,420 or $1,410, trying to seek revenge on the person that stole those few bucks from you, or to try and spend all that money just to recover the $20 that you lost? I hope not. I hope you would understand and go, I've got all this money. I'm not going to waste it trying to fix the little mistake that was happening, but I want to spend it on my family or be generous or do this or that. Every single day, we have 1,440 minutes, and every single day. And we can allow a few bad minutes in a day to ruin the whole day. Or we can change our perspective and allow a few bad minutes to be a few bad minutes, and we go back to a better day. That's the idea of perspective. That's the idea of being grateful and having gratitude that changes the way we view the world. And one of the things that happens is we end up finding and more easily identify the things that we're looking for. Maybe you found that true in your life, that you're maybe thinking about buying something, and all of a sudden you start seeing where people have this, or you start paying attention to that. I remember when I first started thinking about I was going to buy a Subaru, and then all of a sudden I'm seeing Subarus everywhere. They were always already there. It's just you started paying attention to the ones in the parking lot and different models, and they're always there, but as I'm starting to think about it, I'm seeing them everywhere. Same thing with gratitude. As we start thanking God for things, as we're grateful, we start seeing more and more things to be thankful and grateful for. We start to see it, and it just becomes a natural part of how we view the world, of I'm grateful for this, I'm thankful for this, isn't this awesome? And instead of, this is how I've been wronged, here's where the things I don't have, here's the things that I'm lacking. So it changes our perspective. Elie Wiesel wrote a book called Night. That's probably the most heartbreaking and heart-wrenching book I ever read. That's about his journey through the Holocaust. And he's got a few famous quotes on gratitude. One of them is this. For me, every hour is grace. And I feel gratitude in my heart each time I can meet someone and look at his or her smile. This is someone who has seen the most brutal tragedies, lived through torture and trauma, and he has all the right in the world to be upset and angry and bitter. But here he is saying, I can just look at a smile and I'm going to feel gratitude. And every hour for me is grace. And so if he can find that, then so can we. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 16 through 18, so we do not lose heart. though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. For this light momentary affliction is preparing us for an internal, for eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison, as we look not to the things that are seen, but the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. This is a reminder for us that we set our sights and we set what we want to focus on things of God. That the things of this earth are nice, but those are going to fade away. We want to put our focus and our energy on the things that are going to matter, things that are going to matter for eternity. So that was the first one. That was perception, that it changes the way you view the world. That's why living a life of gratitude is so important. Number two is relationships. Don't all of you want to be a better spouse, a better parent, a better friend, a better family member, a better coworker, a better acquaintance, a better person you meet as a stranger? Don't we all want to be better at that? Don't we all want people to like us and like being around us? Gratitude plays a big part in that. Some of you may know the type of person who complains about everything. Everything in their life is something to complain about. They are the victim of every story, and everything in the world is set out to destroy the things that they like. And that's their focus, and that's what they talk about. Do you like spending time with that sort of person? Usually not for long, because it's so draining to be around them. On the other side of things, and hopefully you know people like this, they're so positive. They're grateful for everything they have. They may not have much, but they're always generous with what they have. And they love life, and they're thankful and always grateful for anything that you can do for them. My wife has an aunt, Carol, and she's one of the most positive people I've ever met in my entire life. And she hasn't had the easiest life. But I love spending time with her because everything is like the best ever. We go out for a meal, that soup and that bread or this and that is just wonderful. She loves every element of it. Or we're going on a hike and everything is, wow, look at that tree, look at that animal, look at the sunset, look at this. Every little thing is like she's having the best day of her life. And you want to be around people like that. Because then you start seeing the world the way they see it. And the thing that you probably would have walked past, the flowers or the whatever it was, you would have walked right past, they're stopping and looking at it, and you go, wow, that actually is beautiful. Yeah, I actually am grateful for that. Wow. There's things that I'm missing because I'm not viewing the world the way they do. And we've been talking a lot about what's contagious these days with COVID and all that, but there's some positive things that are contagious, and gratitude is one of them. That when you're around people who are giving thanks, you get to do the same. And you start seeing that too. One of the ways that I try and live this out of telling people thank you is in my job. So in my corporate job, I send a lot of emails every day, and I would say 20 to 30 of them are just thanking people. So anytime someone, I'm sending an email, hey, can you review this? Hey, can you send me this? Hey, can you do this for me? I try to do my best whenever they respond to that is to immediately thank them. Thank you for doing that. Or thanks for your time on the call, or I appreciate the time you put into this. Great work on this. I'm really thankful that you're on this project with me. And they're usually not long emails, or it's not the big part of the email, but I try and do that as much as I can. Number one, that reminds me that they're giving their time or they're doing me a favor, so I want to remind myself of that, but I want them to know that they're appreciated. And the things that they are doing, I'm recognizing, I'm seeing that. And I also try and find other opportunities through, we have different recognition opportunities through my company, so I try and do that, of recognizing them and letting their supervisors know they're doing a great job. That's one of the ways that I try and do this, of being a good coworker and acknowledging and thanking people in my life. So we have changing your perspective, we have relationships, and being a positive person is really important for that. And here's a verse that goes along with that. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing. We want to be the type of people that are building people up. We want to be the type of people that people want to be around us because there's a light and there's a positivity and there's life there. And we have that in Jesus, and we can share that. We can build each other up in that. The last one is service. This is a very COVID-specific service option, but if we spend our time thinking about things that we don't have or where we're lacking, then our focus is going to be on how we can get more. If you spend your time thinking about, I don't have this, I don't have that, I wish I had this, then your actions based on that are going to be trying to get those things that you lack. And the problem with wanting more is that more is never enough. You're always wanting that next thing. You're always wanting more on top of that. You're always saying, well, if I could just make this much money, or if I had this house, or if I had this job, or this car, or this status. And they call that moving the goalposts, because you get to that and you go, no, I want something more. And then we go, well, I got that raise, but then we have inflation, so I want more, and I want more, and I want more. And if our focus is on that, more is never enough. But when we have enough, and we acknowledge and we're grateful for that which we have, that's when that spurs us on for good works. Because we understand, I have enough. And for most of us here and all of us here, not only do we have enough, we have abundance. We have a blessing. And when we view it that way, then we want to give that to others. When we understand that what we have is a blessing and we're so grateful for what we have, we want other people to have that too. And so we give our time and our money and our energy to benefiting others. That leads us and that spurs us on to good works. In this verse, we're talking about the rich. We're looking at 1 Timothy chapter 6. And so in this context, we don't all consider ourselves rich here, but think about in the context of all of human history and our current world right now, all of us are rich. So we can always compare ourselves to someone who's richer or has more money than us. But in those contexts, we are rich. And so when we're talking about rich people here, this includes you. As for the rich in this present age, charge them not to be haughty, nor to set their hopes on the uncertainty of riches, but on God, who richly provides us with everything to enjoy. They are to do good, to be rich in good works, to be generous and ready to share, storing up treasure for themselves as a good foundation for the future, so that they may be able to hold on to that which is truly life. And so that's, again, all of us. We're the rich. Not to be haughty in that, not to be focused on more, I need more riches, but instead be rich in good works, be generous, be ready to share. And so when we have gratitude, we're setting ourselves up to do that and be those sort of people. So that was a few of the reasons why it's important. So it changes our perspective. It benefits us in relationships. And it spurs us on for good works. I want to show how this is important for us at Trinity Vineyard. So we've been talking about our values. We've been talking about our future, where we want to go. I see having thanksgiving and giving thanks and gratitude as a foundation for us. So we're talking about our values and the things that are unique to Trinity Vineyard, the things we want to do here. But as we've seen, it's the will of God for us to be giving thanks in all circumstances. So one of those baseline, just you're a follower of Jesus, what do? You're grateful and thankful. And so we want that as a base, as a foundation for us, because that spurs us on to the things that we want to do here. That equips us for the things that we want to do here. It changes our perspective for the things that we want to do here. So we want to focus on that. And so along those lines, we have Colossians chapter 2. Therefore, as you received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. So as we receive Christ, we want to do that walk. We want to walk with him. We want to be rooted in him. We want to be built up in him. And all that's established in faith, but we do all that abounding in thanksgiving. That's what we want to do as a church. We want to be doing those things of walking our faith walk, but abounding in thanksgiving in that. So we want to start with the kingdom of God. That's our overarching value, and that's something that we want to be expanding. We want to be living in. We want to be there in God's kingdom and focused on that. Hebrews chapter 12, therefore, let us be grateful for receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, and thus let us offer to God acceptable worship with reverence and awe. That we have a kingdom that can't be shaken. We have a kingdom that's here and now, and we can experience and experience it in power, and God wants us to help advance that kingdom. If nothing else, there's something to be grateful and thankful for every single day. That we can see that and we can experience that. And we can look at that with reverence and awe. There's an opportunity every single day to do that. So we want to do that for our kingdom. Experiencing God. This is one of those positive feedback loops where you spend time in worship, and a lot of times in worship we're just praising God. We're thanking him and praising him for what he's done and who he is. And then we get to experience God, and we get to be thankful for that. We go, wow, God is real, and I'm feeling him, and I get to experience him here. Well, then we want to do more praise. And then the feedback continues. And we keep going on and on because we want to experience more of God. And then as we do that, we want to thank him more. And as we thank him, we experience more of him. And so it becomes this positive feedback, and we keep doing that. So we want to be doing that. We want to be people who are constantly experiencing God and then thanking God for that experience and back and forth. Community. We want to be a group of people who are so grateful and thankful for those around us. I want us to be a group here at Trinity Vineyard where we're abounding in gratitude to one another. To how everything in this church and our relationships and what we do, someone spending time and energy doing that. And so I want us to recognize and I want us to appreciate and have so much gratitude for what people are doing here. That as we do that, we're going to build real community. And as we do some of those other things as well, as we change our perception of people, we can feel so grateful for them, but then we also want to serve them out of our abundance. So we want an awesome community. Where we're there for one another, we're positive, and like we saw in that verse, that we're building one another up. And then mission. When we understand the blessings that we have, when we understand the abundance that God has given us, we start seeing the people who don't have that. And the call should be on your heart to say, they don't have what I have, I want them to have it. They don't know the good news about Jesus. They don't have this understanding of the kingdom of God or experiencing God. They don't have a community around them to love and support them. I want them to have it. So as we have a lens of gratitude, we start seeing that, and we want other people to know and experience that. That's one of the reasons we're doing Alpha, and we do other things for outreach here in the community and in the globe, is that we want other people to experience those same blessings that we get to experience. That's an opportunity for us to extend that and expand that. That's how that ties into some of our values. So now, let's get practical. All right, how do you do this? Hopefully by now you're saying, yeah, I want to be a little more grateful. Yes, I want to be more thankful in my life. How do I do it? What are things that I can be doing? The first one. While in prayer, spend some of that time thanking God. So this is a twofold one, all right? So this is, spend more time praying, number one. While you're spending more time praying, in that prayer time, spend time thanking God. Just thank God for the things that just coming to your mind as you're praying and saying, God, thank you for this, and thank you for this, and thank you for this. You'd be surprised how long that list can get. of all the things that you're grateful and thankful for. Now, you can also go to God with your petitions and your requests and the things that you need and the things that aren't going well in your life. That's still there. God still wants to hear from you about that. But take that opportunity to find the things that you're grateful and thankful for. And again, that's in all circumstances. Things may be going terribly, so you're praying about something else, but you spend a little bit of time thanking and praising God for who he is. So that can help you do that. That's a very practical way to do that. Number two, they're called gratitude journals. And you can do this in a lot of different ways, a lot of creative ways to do that. The most basic is you take out a pen and paper every single day and you write down things that you're grateful for. You find a time in the day and you say, I'm just going to write down a few things that I'm grateful for. And I'm sure there's apps that do the same thing. The other thing that I've heard people do is that as they're falling asleep, so they're in bed, their head's on the pillow, they're trying to fall asleep, instead of thinking and worrying about all the things they got to do the next day, or instead of thinking about all the things you did wrong today, or that embarrassing moment, or the mistake that you made, spend time in that little bit of time window to be thanking God. So instead of counting sheep or whatever you do to fall asleep, just say, God, thank you for this, and I'm grateful for this, and thank you for this. And wouldn't that be awesome if every single night you're kind of drifting away and drifting into sleep, feeling so grateful about what you experienced that day? I know other parents who, at the dinner table each night, they ask their kids, what are you thankful for? What are you grateful for today? And give them the opportunity to share that. Or maybe there's something else that can work for you, or you're just thinking about what you're grateful for. And you find a time during the day to spend time thinking about that and focusing on that. Like we already talked about today, it's going to change your perspective. And so you should be doing that when things go well. So when things go well, you should be, thank God, wow, that went really well, and we can be thankful in that. The real secret is to do it when things aren't going well. When you're frustrated, when you're upset, when something just bad happened to you, take a step back. God, I want to thank you for this, this, and this, the things that are going well today or what else you experienced. That's going to help you change that perspective right there. And so instead of getting more angry or getting more upset, you can take a step back and go, wow, I'm really grateful for where I'm at and what's happening. And then maybe you can address that situation a little better. So have a gratitude journal or somehow start thinking about or writing down the things that you're grateful for each day. And the last one is, you got to start saying that to people. You have to some way express gratitude to other people. So as you're praying about it, and as you're writing some things down, there's going to be things that are about other people, that you're grateful and thankful that other people in your life, or that they do this or they do that. It's then your job to share that with them. How often do we think nice things about other people, but we never share it to them? We go, wow, I couldn't get through that without you. Wow, I'm glad that we're friends. Wow, you were really here for me. You gave me this great gift. You bought me dinner. You brought this to me. The list goes on and on of how people are, that we're just interacting with them. Take that opportunity to express gratitude to them. And so part of that is just, like your parents used to say, what do you say? You say thank you. So you thank people. Even if it's the smallest thing, you thank them. Say thank you. Thank you for doing this for me. And there's other ways to do that. People love to write thank you notes, or maybe that's an email you can send, or you just tell them in person, hey, this meant something to me, or you give them a little gift or something thoughtful for them to say, I saw what you did. I'm so grateful and thankful that you did that. Number one, that changes your perspective again too, and that makes it real for you, but then people get loved and appreciated. Each and every one of us want more than that in our lives, of people to say, wow, thank you for that. So we got to say it out loud. So spend more time praying, and while you're praying, focus on ways you can praise and thank God. Take opportunities every day to think about or write down the things that you're grateful and thankful for. And a lot of times we can do a great job around Thanksgiving to do that, but have that be ongoing and find a way that you can do that. And then find a way that you can thank people. Let them know your gratitude. Let them know that you're so thankful that they're in your life or what they've done for you. Take opportunities to do that. And sometimes it can just be really short. It doesn't take a long time, but it can be very meaningful for people. So take an opportunity to do that. I'm going to ask for you to rise. And Colossians chapter 3, this is my prayer for us, for how we can be living and what we can be doing. So I'm going to kind of pray this over us, these verses, and then I'm going to transition to my final prayer. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in our hearts to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Lord, my heart is so filled with gratitude that we can worship you, we can experience you, we can be part of your kingdom. And I'm humbled every time that I can spend more time thinking about that and that you want us to be a part of what you're doing. Lord, would you just transform our hearts right now to be so filled with gratitude and thanksgiving? May our eyes just always be looking and thinking about the things that you've done for us, the blessings every single day. Allow us to express that and know that. And Lord, especially when things aren't going well and we have those low moments in the day, remind us that there are so many things we can be thankful and grateful for. Lord, we want that to be a foundation for us of gratitude as we try and experience your kingdom, as we try and experience more of you, as we try to build community here, and as we try and live out your mission in advancing your kingdom. Allow us to walk those steps abounding in thanksgiving. Lord, would you transform the way we view the world to have your eyes? And may we love one another. May we build one another up. And in all those things, may we see more of you in our lives. Lord, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. And may thank yous be always on our lips and praise always on our lips because you are worthy and you have all the glory. Lord, be with us as we try and live this out. We pray that in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to have a time